Okay, Monday at work, someone was sick, and it's already a day where two other people called out. There's usually at least four of us plus the manager, and that day it was just me and one other girl. And like the manager that hangs out in the back was there, but it was just me and this girl. And the security guard, but he never does anything.
He secures.
Infuriating. Well, there's two security guards, and one is supposed to help out, but he never does.
Oh.
And he's the one that's been dressing like an actual security guard lately, so he looks like a police officer. And everyone that comes in that I can't help, I'm just like, ask him. He looks like a police officer, but he's lying. He's really a makeup artist, and he's just breaking the law. And they laugh, and then they go and
that's
ask
fine.
Him. So it was just me and this girl, but it was my work bestie, and honestly, the day had never gone smoother.
Yeah, sometimes there's too many cooks. They made a whole skit about it.
That was a really famous skit. Who was in that?
Too many cooks, too many. Do you not remember that?
Oh, no, I thought you were joking.
No, that's a viral video. It went viral, like, I don't know, 10 years ago. It's like the opening credits, like a 90s sitcom, and it never stops. It goes for like 20 minutes.
That's hell.
And it kind of devolves, but it's the same song over and over.
That's literally my hell.
Too many cooks, too many cooks, too many cooks.
You love a joke that goes on for far too long.
I do.
I don't. It makes me so uncomfortable.
I did hear, okay, you know I'd love to watch or listen to No Such Thing as a Fish when I do my makeup, so yeah. I get facts. I heard that they gave Ken a bulge, the doll, because the woman who invented Barbie, she thought it was important that the male doll have a bulge, that like when you put clothes on him, he looks like a dude. I don't know, it sounds horny to me, but whatever. Yeah. You know, Barbie's based on a sex doll.
Yeah.
She really wanted it. Mattel was like, no, that's so unnecessary. They were like, we'll just put a molded swimsuit on him so he always is wearing a swimsuit, but it would have cost 2 cents a doll to add the swimsuit. That's like how much the plastic would cost.
Mm-hmm.
And instead, the mound only costs half a cent. So they went with it because it was cheaper to give him a mound. And that's why he's got a mound.
I love that.
Yeah, horny.
I always think I'm team bulge. I think everyone should have a bulge.
Battle of the Bulge?
Yeah.
You know that one?
Is that like sword fighting with your pants on?
It is a real battle.
Oh.
Do you not know that story of the Battle of the Bulge?
Is it a skit?
No, it's real. Did you not learn about the Battle of the Bulge?
I went to school in Texas.
Oh, okay. Hello. Welcome to IMHO.
In my homosexual opinion.
I'm Darby.
And I'm Alexis B. Bubbles. The P today stands for pants.
Who needs them?
Sweatpants, maybe. Joggers, if I'm cold.
Too many sweatpants, too many. Okay. Ooh. Controversial. I am not a sweatpant in public kind of girly.
I'm not anymore.
When I went to the airport, when I was growing up, you'd get dressed up to go on an airplane. No, but when I went to the airport last weekend, just the amount of people I saw in like baggy sweatpants and t-shirts with holes in them. I know, you're going on a plane, it doesn't matter. And they treat us like cattle. It made me feel sad.
Yeah, what?
I miss when men were men and women were women.
We were told we had to dress up a little bit when we were growing up because we were flying standby. You know what someone told me recently? My honey, the person I've been dating.
Sure.
I told them that my dad was a pilot growing up. And they
you
were
say
like,
that a lot.
Oh, you are such a my dad was a pilot kid.
I would classify you more as my dad was abusive kid.
Well, I don't think he was abusive physically.
Withholding his love. That's abuse.
No, he's nice.
He likes Taco Bell. Wait a second, I'm sorry. Okay, go ahead. I'm gonna put anal beads around my neck while you talk. Oh, tease.
It's just
coming
fun.
Up. Stay tuned.
It's just fun to be perceived by someone, but weird.
I see you.
But you try not to.
That's true. All right, well, we are back in Brazil. Thank you, everyone, so much for the kind comments about us out of drag. I forgot about that. I noticed that most of it was about Alexis. And you know what? I'm happy for you.
That was very nice. Thank you all for the kind comments. That was very nice. I thank you all for the kind comments. It was very nice.
Great. Okay, so we're back in Brazil.
This is where they get waterboarded. And they didn't even tell them.
No, I loved this. Okay, so this episode, the mini challenge, is like, it's
That's
very much
shoot.
Like the first episode of Drag Race, right? Photo shoot where they ruin their drag. I love that.
But this time they only got 5 minutes to get ready.
Yeah, so it wasn't as fun because I know that like they're not upset that something's destroyed forever because it was 5 minutes. But I thought that Greg did a really good job of hiding.
Oh yeah, she's like, we're having interference. Let's get the mic off.
Let's take the mic off. Yeah, let's just take that back. That sounded real. That's not a professional. I believe her.
She's a great actress.
So I loved watching everyone get wet. That was really, really fun.
Yeah. The winner was Shan Scarlett.
There you go.
What did the winner get? Just money.
Money.
Because they're not doing a ball.
Money. Money's fun. Capitalism. Okay.
They're doing a ball, but they're not doing the last look where they have to make it. They're just doing, I hope you brought three looks or whatever.
They said, good luck. Hope you brought three. They are honoring all of the different festivals surrounding Carnival, and we will be chatting about those.
Have you ever been to a Carnival?
No.
Me neither. Have you ever been to that restaurant Carnival in Chicago?
No, but Bar Redacted had like a night out where they took the entire staff.
Oh, I remember that. Wasn't invited.
Same.
It made sense that I wasn't, but it didn't make sense that you weren't.
I would get invited to some things, and I wouldn't get invited to other things. Like, I wasn't a full... It doesn't matter. Ugh. I'm over it.
They did, no, they did you a favor.
And I love eating while people are performing too close to me.
Do they perform there?
Is that not what it is?
No.
Okay.
I don't know.
I'm thinking of something different, but it was in a tent.
Have you ever been to a place where they carry meat around? Oh, you don't eat meat.
I eat meat. What the fuck? I eat chicken.
Oh, but have you ever been to a place where they carry on the big skewers with
yeah,
the
Brazil.
Tejas de Brazil.
Yeah.
I never have been to one.
Really?
Can we go?
Do they have one here?
Well, they gotta have meat somewhere.
Oh, you just want to go somewhere where there's meat.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's easy.
Okay, we pay.
No.
Okay. The queen is giving a ball, and we're gonna talk about it.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, I did.
We're gonna talk about it. So let's talk about Greg first and foremost. Now, we've seen the chandelier look done perfectly by Denali and Joshua Naponte. Thank you. Yeah. But this was really beautiful.
This was really beautiful.
I mean, her face. Get the fuck out of here.
What do you think about this scar? I like it.
The scar?
There's like a red scar on her eye.
Oh, yeah. How do you think Scar got that scar? Did they ever tell us?
Scar and Mufasa, called him Mumu, they were fighting when they were little. And they were doing pounce and tackle. They were horsing around as lions. They got too close to the wildebeests, and Mumu tossed Scar into the wildebeest, and Scar cut his eye because one of the wildebeests was holding a knife. Mm-hmm. And that's why he's so pissed.
Yeah,
that's why he's so pissed.
That's why he killed him later.
That's why he killed him.
Okay, spoiler. The first category is Marukatu. I know I'm not saying it correctly. I'm sorry, I tried. It's a festival. It derives from a ritual of the African slaves in Recife. Fuck. Approximately 400 years ago when they crowned their own king, inspired by the Portuguese colonizers. So it's basically, it's an Afro-Brazilian carnival culture, carnival festival. What I got from it, from all of the looks, was fringe, bright colors. I mean, that is carnival in general.
Movement.
But specifically with this festival, it is fringe.
Yeah.
Okay, we're getting fringe. There's just so much fucking history. Within Carnival, there's specific festivals for different cultures. And like to have like an Afro-Brazilian festival. Are you fucking kidding? That's so cool.
That is really
cool.
We got
nothing here.
I mean, we have
gun violence.
Yeah.
So we're gonna do this person by person. So we're gonna go ahead and go through all of the categories just so we got that covered. The second category is the Parintins Folklore Festival. This is one of the largest annual festivals in Brazil next to Carnival.
Oh!
That's incredible. The last weekend of June, Gay Pride. Hey.
In some places.
Well, in the big cities, and we have parade and, you know, Stonewall. The festival is recognized as a cultural heritage of Brazil. It's a three-day festival. The festival celebrates a local legend about a resurrected ox, which is why we had all those ox looks.
Oh!
That's fucking cool.
Ollie Ollie Oxen Free.
Okay, I know I've already said this. We don't have anything. And then the last one is Bait Bolas of the Rio Carnival. It's derived from the word of clown, it looks like. I guess why we saw a lot of clown. It does say that it's a seductive, scary alternative to Carnival. So maybe there's like a little more, ooh, ah, what's happening? Clown, scary, ooh, maybe. So I hope I explained that really well, because I think I did.
Well, let's start with Bettina Polaroid. I loved her first one. I thought it was fringy, colorful, cool.
Loved it. She said
there
she was
seemed
the
to
stick.
Be a lot of
she was the stick.
Oh, yeah.
You know those sticks with the French? Yeah. The stick with the French.
Her second look was this gorgeous, like, devil moment.
Well, I think it's the ox, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she's the ox.
She's the ox coming back to life. Listen, there are certain animals that you do want to bring back to life. You get so sad when they die. And at the top of that list, for me,
ox
is an ox.
Mm-hmm.
Out of all of her looks, the second one wasn't my favorite.
Oh, I thought it was so cool.
I thought it was pretty. I wanted different finishes. I know, I'm being a bitch. But overall, I was really impressed with her.
And then the third one was a scary clown. Lots of pattern matching.
I loved the third one. I thought it was really well done. I thought the finishes were really beautiful. I loved the way she brought the pattern, the crazy pattern together. I was really impressed with her.
It hasn't always been this good, but every single one I liked a lot.
Yeah.
For Bettina.
Yeah, I agree. Well, you know, I need to shut my ox mouth up.
Well, I was shut up when I saw Organza in this first look with this tinsel hair.
Oh my God.
And the oversized coat. This is so fucking beautiful.
Get out of here. I loved it.
And then her heart, ox blood heart, ox blood.
I think that was my favorite look of the entire
It's so
show.
Beautiful.
This was so gorgeous.
So cool.
And I love in her talking head, I think she even said, like, I know this is an incredible look. Like, I know I look amazing. I'm like, yeah, you do, bitch. I loved it. The kind of glitter horns instead of a wig. Get out of here.
And then she was a scary clown, but she took the mask off and she was a beautiful clown. But that face
tears
was
of a clown,
scary.
Tears of a clown.
That face
well,
was
Well, it's a
scary.
Seductive and scary festival. I tried to tell you.
Okay. Elena Maldita?
Elena, yeah.
Elena Maldita. Okay.
Jeet. Jeet.
What did you just call me?
You heard me, bitch.
Jeet head.
You heard me, bitch.
I liked her first look.
I did too.
The judges were like mad, but I didn't understand it.
Well, because it was a little more of a fashion interpretation, I think was the issue they had with it, if I'm remembering correctly. But I love that about Elena's runways, is that she always understands the assignment. She always meets the assignment.
Yeah.
But then she makes it a little more editorial. I mean, I loved everything she wore.
I did too. I thought her bowl look was super fucking amazing. I don't understand how anyone could not be into this.
I didn't understand the note that she didn't do enough in that look. What do you mean? Yeah.
And then the final one, okay, clown mask off.
Like the club kid, kind of the anal bead
hair. Yeah, and I loved the coat.
Have you ever tried to put hair in your butt? It's hard. I mean, because it's not hard.
Yeah.
I loved it.
I loved it too. I don't understand.
You know what it was? Is everyone really outperformed themselves this episode. Like, everyone looked great.
They were super incredible.
They were, what is it?
Crossing their T's, dotting their I's. They were splitting hairs when they were
splitting
giving.
Splitting hairs.
When they were giving critiques.
Have you ever tried to do that? Have you ever tried putting hair in your butt?
Well, you know what I noticed when I was taking cold showers that week? My hair wasn't shedding as much. Normally when I take a hot shower, lots of hair comes out.
You know what you need? There's hard water here, which causes hair loss. You need a filter for your shower.
Oh, okay.
We just got one, and I can notice a huge difference. I'll send you a link.
Well, you could just send it to me.
I'll just buy you one.
Thank you. Miranda LeBrow, I fucking loved this first one.
This made me laugh, okay? You have to laugh. The helmet
hair. Lord Farquaad.
I love her.
I loved it.
I love her. Yeah.
And she had that stick.
Just such a great, and she was holding Bettina. Just a great interpretation. It's so funny.
So beautiful. I love this ox look. Are you kidding me?
Same.
This is so fucking cool.
I initially was like, I don't know. It seems pretty simple. But then hearing her explain the different colors and the satin and bringing it together. And then just kind of
also
the
like
editorial.
The see-through mask.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. And then the last one, she was a clown.
Scary clown.
She was a scary clown, but she was so cute.
I did love how the guest judge was like, you know, some people rely on beauty. And I'm glad that you don't do that.
And she was like,
Did you just call me ugly? Sort of, which is funny. But she clarified. That's not. Actually, Greg clarified and was like, I think you look beautiful.
Yeah.
You hear that?
And then we have Shannon Scarlett. Shannon Scarlett's first look I loved. I did think her wig was a little short.
I know.
And the tinsel, the way it was, because it kept showing. Yeah, but I didn't mind.
I kept seeing her hairline. I was kind of bummed.
Yeah.
One thing I'll say, I don't think I've said this all season, but it's something whenever I'm seeing a lot of girls wear like two-piece stuff. This is a personal for me, okay? I prefer when people's pants or whatever start at the belly button. I think that's a more feminine shape. And so the whole time I was watching that, I was like, I just, I wish it was up higher. But that's a personal... I just like the feminine shape when it starts that high up.
Her next look was the ox. I wonder if her things were supposed to be droopy like that.
Oh, yeah. I did like how she said the yin and the yang.
Yeah, I like that too.
I loved her interpretation of it.
I just thought it was... I just didn't think it was... a little droopy. Yeah. Or like, why was it drooping forward?
Well, because it was currently being resurrected. It hadn't fully gotten erect yet.
Oh, and the last look was so fucking beautiful with the umbrella, the parasol.
Listen, the last look was beyond.
Was the moment.
It made it up for everything else. Yeah. Like, it made it up. It was so fucking cool. Wow.
Yeah.
Wowza wow wow wow.
Absolutely. I want to get a close-up look at that skirt. It was telling a story. And I
just the pattern and how she got people who designed for that festival to make that. It was so intricate. That was so fucking super gorgeous. Impressive.
Naza. I thought this was cute.
Okay. Overall, Naza is gorgeous.
Yeah.
Okay. Overall, Naza serves the looks on the runway.
Yeah.
Overall, it was a little simple compared to everyone else.
And overalls were something she could have worn that would have been also part of the...
Well, it holds the pants up.
Well, I like this dress. I do too. This first dress.
It was beautiful. I think it was really cute. I loved the dot, 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 dot.
Yeah. Dot, dot. She also did a black and white look. I thought it was good. It reminded me of Lorelai Rivers' pants.
I do love... Don't you say that about her. I do love, I said this in her Carmen Miranda look too. I do love how she uses hair for the shapes. I like how she turned the hair into horns. I know we've seen that 1,000 times, but it always impresses me.
And her clown looked like a fashion, she looked like a Real Housewife of Salt Lake City, like going skiing.
I loved the jacket. The jacket was so cool. It was just a bummer because when she got to the end of the runway, she opened it up and everything else was just so simple. And I get it. I mean, those looks are expensive to make, but yeah, she just kind of was a little more simple than everyone else.
Yeah, and that put her in the bottom. But before we get to the bottom, we do have a winner. The winner is actually going to go ahead and have to be a Bettina Polaroid. Well deserved for this runway. For this, yeah, I think.
I think it was also in part because she's the only one that didn't have a badge. And I think Bettina has shown growth as well throughout this. So I think they wanted her to have a badge moving into the final couple episodes.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would have probably picked
Organza or Shannon
or even Elena. I love.
Yeah, it didn't make sense that Elena was in the bottom two with Naza.
I think they were doing the split hair, remember?
They
had split ends. Yeah. And I got that. Thank God that Elena is a good performer because Naza impresses me. I want to watch her when she's on stage. But Elena, couldn't take my eyes off her. So we say goodbye to Naza.
Oh.
And I'm obsessed with her. And in true Naza form, she leaves with the biggest smile. And she's giggling. I love you, bitch. It was her time. I think it was her time.
Yeah, I think it was her time, but I loved her.
She just had a simpler kind of package.
I didn't think I was going to love her in the beginning.
Oh, I knew I was going to.
I didn't think I was going
to. Oh, because she's young.
Yeah.
And that is the end of this episode of Drag Race Brazil.
Yeah.
As always, when you want further in-depth looks, go over to Dakota's channel because she knows everything.
Yeah.
She knows this. She knows that.
The
who, the what, the where, the why, the when, how. But if you would like to hear our silly little opinions and come back next week, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and, of course, the notification bell.
Join us on Patreon at patreon.com/IMHOTheShow.
Also, we're both on Cameo. If you want a message from a loved one, a hated one, or both, hit us up there.
Yeah, and that's fine. But you know what you should get is a Shameo.
Hell yeah.
Go to IMHOTheShow.com for one of those.
Hot, hot, hot. Also, all of our merch is at dragqueenmerch.com. We'll see you later. Goodbye.
And drag queen merch, where you get your merch for your drag queens.
.com. Do you hear that? Everything cracked.
You think there's a podcast about that phenomenon, like years ago, where people would just be in clown outfits and like walking out of forests, scaring people?
Oh, what is that called?
Clowns. Who decided to start doing it? And was it like a group or was it like weirdos caught on and thought, oh, people are doing this. Let's do it too.
I'm going to go with the latter.
But wouldn't it be so interesting if it was a group?
Maybe.
What if it was the cast of Friends and they just all did that for fun?
Well, they had to let loose.
They were the
clowns of sitcoms. And so they needed to let that go and be the clowns of the scary forest.
They wanted to, who's laughing now? Us.
Not me. So I have this sweatshirt and I love it. I think it's so cute. There's a little embroidery right here and it just says, my tummy hurts or my tummy aches, but I'm being brave about it. That's so cute, right? I saw it on Etsy or something, and then I ended up just like ordering it somewhere else. I don't know. Listen, prices in this economy. The first time I showed it to you, you said, that's cute. And then you were like, but it's inviting people to talk to me. And so I couldn't wear that. And I remember thinking, what a really sad view of this sweatshirt. It's a beautiful sweatshirt. And it's not going to cause people to talk to me because it's so beautiful. And I'm here to say you were right. Alexis P. Bevels, you were right. And
hold on, I didn't hear you. Can you say that again a little louder?
Alexis P. Bevels, you were right. You were right, Wing. Listen, and for the most part, it's fine. Like, for the most part, I go out and it'll be some, like, the barista or something will be like, oh my God, I love your sweatshirt. And I'm like, oh my God, of course. Or they'll be like, where'd you get it? And I'll say Etsy, even though that's not true. And then I just move on, you know? Because you can find one there. I made the mistake of wearing it to the airport, and it was at the end of the weekend. So I'm kind of over it, you know? I want to go home. I'm so close. It's almost done. I was also, I had just gone through something very traumatizing, okay? Because I was high, and it's a whole thing.
Oh.
But I wear the sweatshirt, and I find the seat far away from other people, and I'm just like, you know, trying to chill. I'd say I sat there for a good, like, hour, and because I get to the airport early. And this girl comes up, and she does this. She's like 6 feet away. And I see her out of the corner of my eye. There's no reason from where I'm sitting for someone to be right here. Like, there's just no reason. It's just wall. So I see her approach, and then she keeps walking, and then she stops like right here. I was like, so I can see her out of the peripheral. I look up and she's like this. No joke. Stopped, still standing. And she's going, and I was like, excuse me, because I had my headphones in. She goes, I love your sweatshirt. And I was like, oh, thanks, you know, thing, whatever. And she goes, I have to take a picture of it.
Yeah.
Can you imagine going up to someone in an airport and saying, I have to take a picture of your shirt? I'm not.
No,
that is,
that's not okay.
That's not okay. And I was like, yeah, I guess. And she's very loud. She has a very loud voice, Carrie's. So now everyone is turned around. Everyone's looking at the sweatshirt. She's like got her camera pointed out, and I'm doing this. So I immediately turn beet red. I mean, I'm tomato red because I have all these people looking at me. I'm high. Like, I'm, you know, it's just, it's too much, right? And she goes, thank you so much. I just like, I love funny sweatshirts. Like, my best friend and I. And she just went. And I just sat there like, And then I'm usually really nice, I promise.
She is. It's infuriating.
Yeah.
To me.
I really am. But I was so high and I was so uncomfortable that in the middle of her story, it felt like she was kind of getting to the end of it, but she wasn't quite there yet. But she took a long breath. So I put my headphones in. Like, she was watching me. So I was like, like, as a please stop. And she did. To her credit, but I'm never wearing that sweatshirt to the airport.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
That was so stupid. Especially since I don't drink anymore like that. So usually I would go to the airport, I'd get drunk, and I'd talk to everybody.
And here's another thing.
Now that I don't drink at the airport, oh.
Here's another thing. Gone are the days of taking a picture of someone because they're wearing something that you want. You have the entire internet in your goddamn hand.
And I said,
right here. I said
I got it from Etsy.
Yeah.
Whoa.
No, if you can't find it with your context clues, you don't deserve it. I saw a woman in the Starbucks who was, she had a backpack. She was a woman that was around my age and she looked like she would be really mean to me.
Hot.
But she had a backpack on and it was an Avatar backpack. And I thought it was really funny. And I was like, I kind of want to take a picture of it, but that's stupid. I know, I'll look for it. I'll find it right now. It's in my photos. Hold on. Look at it. It's a backpack that's a shark. But then the two avatars are holding hands walking away.
I've never seen that movie.
There's two of them now. All together, they're 10 hours long. I saw it in Chair. Remember Chair that goes...
Don't get me started.
I saw that in Chair. That was a long viewing.
That's scary. Anyway, so don't wear sweatshirts with words on it to the airport.
And guys, don't talk to anybody.
And don't... This? Don't, okay?
I could understand if it was like, oh my God, I like your sweatshirt's really funny. Then it's like, read the vibes. If the vibes are...
Okay, yes, I agree. If she had said that and I was like, oh my God, thank you. I fucking love this shirt. Like, I got it on Etsy. It's just, isn't it so cute? Then yeah. But mine was like, oh, thanks. Yeah, I got it on Etsy. and I put my head back down.
Yesterday, I went on a big excursion. I walked to the bus stop. I was walking and I had my earbuds in. And I was just walking and someone yelled something at me. And I go, what? And he goes, you look like a Barbie. And I was like, oh, thanks. But then I was like, does he think I look like weird Barbie? Remember Barbie?
I don't know. He thinks you look like a lawyer or whatever.
Lawyer Barbie.
Barbies can do whatever they want now.
It was just so weird because like Barbie's not in theaters anymore.
But it's the year of the Barbie movie. Okay, goodbye.
Bye.